I'm Cherie Seffert, and this is Above Board, and I'm talking to Wendy Kahn, National Director, Jewish Board of Deputies. And we are talking about the aftermath of the Rodine King David School. While both schools seem to have moved on, there's still a lot happening. Wendy, welcome, and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Cherise.
Yes, so we're seeing suddenly a backlash in the media, not from Rodine, not from King David, not from any of the schools involved, all the children or parents or alumni, but what looks like an orchestrated campaign from the anti-Israel lobby.
Yeah. What was an anti-Semitic issue? What was a religious discrimination issue? What was very clearly, there was absolutely no doubt when you are not prepared to play a Jewish school, that is religious discrimination and that is unconstitutional in our country. It really was a very, very clear case. I think it was, there was an apology that came from Rodine. The King David immediately accepted the apology. They've spoken about going forward and how they'll need to repair the relationship, and hopefully the match will be played at some point. They are moving on. If they've moved on. I was very heartened. I personally got calls from parents at the school, from alumni in the school. There was a lot circulating on social media, in the media. And however awful the situation was, I think we all drew a lot of comfort with the number of people who came out in absolute outrage. And there was no, it was really clear at the time that the majority of South Africans, the people in the school, the people in other schools, were horrified that such a violation of sporting conduct and South African conduct could have taken place. And that really, for me, made it just a little bit better. I mean, it was unfortunate that the incident happened, but the way that people came out and stood by our community and by King David, I think that was fantastic. What is not so fantastic has been obviously the BDS, the anti-Israel lobby groups, the South African Jews for Free Palestine. They felt very, very threatened that anti-Semitic incident would be apologized, that there would be an apology. I'm not sure why, because if you really are human rights groups, surely you would be appalled by any form of hate, including hate to Jews. The irony and the hypocrisy is very evident. But we have seen such an orchestrated campaign now to question the apology, to say that the apology should never have been made. You should never apologize for hate in the South African context is what they're claiming. And also trying to justify the hate. And it really, there's no doubt, there's been a mobilization of the anti-Israel groups. We've seen it across the board in the print media. The regular folk who come out every time have come out with their same rhetoric, vitriol. This time in a schooling environment, and to say that there should never have been that apology. And they've been vicious. Some of them have been absolutely vicious.
Wendy, they're using the media to convey their message. I know we've seen particularly nasty pieces in the Daily Maverick and the Mail and Guardian. I know that my colleagues have responded to some. I know you are hoping to get your response to the Mail and the Daily Maverick piece in. It's almost gaslighting in the sense that they're telling us what happened didn't actually happen. And not only did it not happen, but it should have happened the way it did.
Yeah, no, it's a complete inversion. It's like, I think I was about to write an article. I don't think I finished that particular article on the world of God. What is it, God?
Yeah, the world of God.
It's like, it's just absolutely bizarre. Like you start thinking, am I living in the Twilight Zone? But yes, it's been again, and I think what's the Jewish Board has responded to, I think, virtually all of the articles. What is incredibly distressing is a couple of publications who have outright refused to put in a right of response. So an issue that is really of significance to South Africans, an issue of discrimination and an affront on our constitutional values, they're happy to put in an article like that, but they're not prepared to bring in another narrative, another perspective, and a right of response. And I'm absolutely, and it's, shall we name and shame the Mail and Guardian, who put in an absolutely offensive
It was
article.
Particularly horrible. In fact, these articles, they're vicious, not so much in their anti-Israel, but like their redefining of the Jewish community. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know who
yeah.
they think they are that they
yeah.
can define who we are.
Yeah. And I think a really once prestigious publication that has deteriorated to this extent to really fight to not have any other perspective brought to their readers, one needs to question what kind of journalistic integrity is there. We will publish that. We will put it in another publication.
So they have to know we will not be silenced. We may not be silenced on their platform, but there are many other platforms that will allow us to.
Yeah, so we will watch the space, and we certainly will also share it on our social media after it's been published. But we will take on, and whatever that means. There was, if I may give one of the very egregious articles that
yes.
happened this week,
yes.
Which I personally took great umbrage to. And it was by a writer by the name of Rajab. He wrote in the Daily Mavericks, and the bottom sort of he was putting out a blueprint of how to hate Jewish schools with impunity. He was trying to give us a sort of a roadmap of the sort of a more savvy way of discriminating against Jewish schools, which I find absolutely shocking. And of course, the Daily Maverick were very happy to publish that. And I mean, just to give you an example of one of the ways that you could protest against the Jewish school is to wear armbands or other body, what did he call them? Pins or other body wear. Really, you know, Jews remember when people wore armbands to round us up in the 1930s. We have those memories, and these are, of course, sensitivities. So when you make a statement like that, you are showing your colors. You are saying exactly what you mean. We should be keeping the Jews out with people wearing armbands. So I have asked the Mail and Guardian for
the Daily Maverick, yes.
The Daily Maverick to publish my response. Let's watch the space. If not,
we will publish it anyway.
It will certainly come out.
And then I think the last article that was also particularly offensive was the one that appeared in Ground Up by Jews for Free Palestine, telling us what anti-Semitism really is, because we obviously, as the mainstream Jewish community, would not know.
Yeah. You know, 96%, as per the last UCT study, of Jews understanding their connection to Israel, 96% of Jews must be wrong. And the 1% of South African Jews for Free Palestine who simply do not have a connection to the state, they must be the ones that are right. But I think, some of the most upsetting comments have come from South African Jews for Free Palestine, merely because they justified discrimination against their own people.
Yeah.
And that's what's so incredibly shocking about the situation, really, that you can't even in a time when our community and our learners and our young people have been discriminated and had such a terrible experience, you can't even speak up then, and then you are justifying the hate. So I think that says it all.
Yeah. And also just to let our community know, Adam Chalmers, our colleague, has responded to that piece. You will not see the response in Ground Up, but you will be seeing it soon, including on our social media platforms. Our Jewish board social media is going to be busy this week,
We're
Wendy.
going to be very busy. And I think, yeah, we're coming up to Purim. And Purim is all about standing up to the hate. And we will be standing up to the hate, whether it's in the media, whether it's in the courts, whether it's at the Human Rights Commission. And maybe next week we can talk. We've had a really amazing outcome to a Human Rights Commission case this week, which I know we're out of time, but maybe next week we can discuss that. We have to, as Jews in South Africa, it is our constitutional right to stand up against hate.
And on that beautiful note, Wendy, I wish you a Chag Purim Sameach and Shabbat Shalom. Indeed, just before I say goodbye, let me tell you about the following. Dis-Chem Wellness Clinic for Adults offers convenient and professional care to help you manage health risks. Whether you're having your regular wellness checks, such as blood pressure or cholesterol, Dis-Chem Wellness Clinics offer you a broad range of health screening services, including female health screening with pap smears, family planning, and pregnancy screening. Fast, affordable, and with care. Find your nearest Dis-Chem Wellness Clinic inside Dis-Chem Pharmacies. Better health starts here. Thanks to all of you for joining. Thanks to the team for putting the show together. If there's anything you'd like to comment on, you're always welcome to send me an email on charisse@sajbd.org. If you want to know what the board is doing, please check out our social media pages. Otherwise, until next week, I wish you both Shabbat Shalom and Chag Purim Sameach.